We've all heard the statistics. Today's kids are spending too much time indoors in front of screens. But sometimes finding an activity that keeps a teenager's attention and promotes good ideals and relationships is almost impossible to find. Enter the 906 Adventure Team. It's a biking team with goals much bigger than teaching the basics of a bike. What this program is all about next on Media Meet. Welcome to Media Meet. I'm your host, Elizabeth Peterson. What started as a hobby has turned into a full-time job in a UP-wide organization. The 906 Adventure Team works to get kids outside, on trails, on bikes. It sounds simple, but it really is so much more. Welcome to the show, Todd Paquette, the Director of Adventure for the 906 Adventure Team, 906 Adventure Team Coach Matt Johnson, and 906 Adventure Team member Wyatt Clement. I want to thank you all for being here with me today.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. So let's start from the beginning. Todd, talk to me about how this all came together.
I'll be honest, we had no idea what we were going to do.
Yeah.
It was about what I viewed as being a lack of opportunity in the community. Statistically, more than half of kids in high school don't participate in any type of organized sport. So I felt like we could bring this in, reach some of the kids that are currently in the traditional sports, but also open up an avenue for the kids that were not participating.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the big thing that got us going.
And that was 2014?
That was 2014.
And you started with, talk about that first year. How many kids, what was it like?
The first ride was me and five kids taking a group ride. And at that time we were training more for races, actually, surprisingly, which we've moved away from predominantly, but the focus was racing and getting the kids out, and we started with five, and it kind of grew over the first year and a half to 15, but that also included our adult coaches. And it was in 16 when we decided to start putting together a NICA team that competes in Wisconsin that things really took off. That's actually when JC came in.
That's right.
In the picture.
JC as in?
So my daughter's a senior now, and she started the Adventure Team program through the NICA, same year as Wyatt, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they were essentially freshmen moving into the NICA races and starting to train with Todd and the 906 Adventure Team, and then kind of witnessing that and how much the challenges that was providing them as students, as athletes, as kids, you know, something to do after school, get out in the woods, get out in the trail, led to what ended up being a very competitive team over the last 4 years, and what also led me into becoming a coach for the program over the last 4 years.
Yeah. So you talk about the competitive side of it, but it's really not all about being competitive, at least not with each other. So no. I don't want to focus too much on that, because while that's an important component, the bigger component that a lot of these kids are there for is the opportunity to grow within themselves on their own.
Absolutely.
Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing, to go back to 16, though, when we started traveling to Wisconsin, the lessons were learned that fall, because that fall we grew to, I think we were around 34 kids, and the team would practice twice a week, and we'd race five times throughout the fall in Wisconsin. Well, what we came to see is that in this group of kids that were on the team, they didn't all want to race. Mm-hmm. They weren't all there to race. So what you end up with is you have a group of kids with mixed reasonings for being there, and you don't really get to serve either end of the spectrum at the level that you would want to serve, say, a race team or an adventure team. So that's where, in 2017, we actually rolled out the Adventure Bike Club.
Okay.
And that brought in, because we wanted to do a good job with the kids who want to race and compete, but we had to create an opportunity for these kids who don't want to do that, who truly want to go out and challenge themselves personally. And that's where things have really gotten crazy the last couple of years.
And just to put it into comparison, you started with five that first ride, you said, and now you are maxed out at a couple hundred kids?
Yeah, I mean 200 here locally, all summer, twice a week. And then Delta County has, I think they had 75 kids last summer. They'll probably stay around the same level this year. And then we went to Gogeba County, and we started a group in Ironwood, and they had 50 or 60 kids last summer. So, I mean, with that and with the after-school clubs, we're probably around 350 kids.
So you started in Marquette County, and then these other communities reached out to you, what they wanted to start an extension of this program. How did that come about?
Yeah, the short, funny story is Tony from Escanaba kept calling me randomly and checking in over the span of a year. And every conversation ended with, boy, I wish somebody would do this in Delta County. And finally, as the story goes, he called me one night, and we had the same talk we had had probably 12 times through the previous year. And that conversation ended with me telling Tony that he was going to have to be the guy that did it. And I think it was the next day, actually, that he called me and said, I'll do it. So that allowed us to go to Escanaba and take what we've done here and test it in a new community with a new group of people, new coaches, and see how it would work. And I'd say it's been really hugely successful.
So why is it working? What is it about what you do? It's a bike team, a bike club, kids getting together with coaches and going out on the trails. But specifically, why do you think it's grown as fast as it has and it's moved to other areas? What is it that makes it so successful?
You know, I think, and you can give your input on this one too. Hopefully I don't steal what you were going to say. My feeling on traditional sports is that they're extremely necessary. I grew up playing them. But they can be polarizing in a number of ways for both the kids and the parents and the coaches and the volunteers that are involved in those types of endeavors, because traditional sport models are very win-lose orientated, very team orientated, and it's more of a zero-sum mindset, right? You go out, you play the game, you win or you lose, you practice, you either start or you don't, which means you get a lot of playing time or you don't get much playing time. I think with our model, what we're doing is we're removing the polarity and we're creating an opportunity for the kids and even the coaches, really, to challenge themselves on a daily basis, where the competition is more, I'm competing against myself. That's what Matt's doing. That's what Wyatt's doing. And we can all succeed against ourselves in the same space. So success is not a scarce property.
Yeah, if you have a 12-year-old child who maybe didn't start hockey when they're small or skiing or some other sport, and trying to get into that sport a little later on in their youth can be very difficult. And here, in the 906 Adventure Team, that doesn't matter. You can come with a bike. If you don't have a bike, we'll provide a bike, and we'll teach you those basic skills to go on the trail and have fun. But at the same time, we're also going to challenge you. We're going to make you uncomfortable. But hopefully you're having so much fun you don't realize that what you're doing is actually really hard to do.
Sure.
And at the end of a ride, that sense of accomplishment that the kids have, and even the coaches have, brings us into other things in life that we can be successful at as well. Because we've already experienced something difficult and overcome it. And now, no matter what other challenges face us in life, we've experienced that. We know what it's like to be uncomfortable, and we can get over it. And that sense that you feel that that the from that psychological and emotional perspective of the kids is an awesome feeling when you're a coach. Mm-hmm. So why, when you were, for example, when you started, if you look at your transition from when you first started in the biking with a team, and then what you can accomplish now, how did that make you feel?
It made me feel pretty good. Pretty much when I first started the team, I liked to ride bikes. I started racing BMX back in 2007, 2008. Now I transitioned out of that, and now I'm just mountain biking. And from when I started mountain biking to where I am now, I didn't think I'd like it as much as racing. But now, since I'm done the 4 years of the 906 Adventure Team, on the race team, I want to come back and be a coach and help the younger kids come back and race, or be on just the adventure team and just ride and just help them through and see if they'd like to come back and do what I did and just try to coach again.
So was there a specific moment, or you said there were a few times on the trails, some specific memories on the trails that really defined what this was for you? Can you maybe take us through a couple of those?
The Mount Marquette hill climbs, that were the repeats that we had to do. Going up to Ishrine, around the Rama trails, doing all those steep, punchy trails. there was a lot of blaming Todd and just wishing I would not have gone to practice that day. But like now that I look back at it, I'm glad I went there, glad I did all that training, climbing. Because if you can do a hill, someone else should be able to do it. Same hill. It doesn't have to be as fast, but as long as you go from the bottom to the top, that means you accomplish that, and you can always go back and like redo it and try and get better.
Yeah. So. And Todd, you talk a lot about these kids on this specific hill, the Kirby Hill,
Kirby's Hill.
You watch them throughout the year. In the beginning, they're scared of this hill. Mm-hmm. Tell the story of what you've seen happen at that hill.
It's kind of become a rite of passage, I would say, because the program leaves Tourist Park, so Kirby's Hill is extremely close to where we're base camping from, but every group goes to Kirby's Hill. And the cool thing with the way that we're set up is that the groups are sorted first by age and then by relative skill level. But we don't have advanced and intermediate and expert. That doesn't exist in the adventure team. It's more age-based, and then we try to group them by skill. So every group that goes to Kirby's Hill ends up with a variety of kids. Some of them can make it up Kirby's Hill. Mm-hmm. Some kids can get halfway up Kirby Hill, right? Yeah. Some kids are not getting up Kirby Hill without pushing their bike from the bottom. But when they interact in this space in a kind of a free play environment where there is no expectation that we are putting on them saying you have to make it up the hill. It's we're going to go up the hill, and like Wyatt said, however you get to the top, it's okay. However fast you get to the top, it's okay. So it opens up this opportunity for the kids to see, first of all, the kids who get to the top, well, clearly it's possible to ride Kirby's Hill, right? Mm-hmm. So the kids who can ride it, they end up wanting to go up and down it just to show that they can multiple times. But then, from what I observed, and Matt can sound off too because he's taking groups out, the kids who can't ride Kirby's Hill, it's just a format that encourages them to keep trying. Because there's no judgment. Mm-hmm. We're always trying to help encourage the kids to fail forward, to that next. So you make it halfway, and then you make it three quarters of the way. And maybe you stay at three quarters until late in the summer. But then finally, that time that you make it up Kirby's Hill, it's like, yes.
Yeah.
And that's where it becomes a snowball effect of accomplishment.
Yeah, exactly. And so some kids have the feeling that they'll never make it up. I'll never be able to do this. And after we practice and time goes on throughout the summer and they've done it a couple times and learn how to ride their bike a little bit better, they learn the positioning through coaching and encouragement from the rest of the team and their friends, they start to get better and better and better, and they make that progression up the hill. And they can see that hard work and dedication, gets you somewhere.
Yeah.
And again, taking that outside of, the trail and whatever they choose to do in life. At times we have pretty difficult rides, and sometimes the kids will get a little down and they'll say, it's not fair, this is not fair. And I'm like, okay, let's stop right there. Here's a great lesson for you today, and that is life isn't fair. And as long as we understand that and that we have to push through it, that things are going to happen to us, their lives will be much better, knowing that and accepting that and knowing what hard work is. So doing hard things is what the 906 Adventure Team is about. But it's also, first and foremost, really wanting to have fun and getting the coaches and the students and the kids together, to experience that fun.
For sure.
An interesting addition to that, Matt's right, like there's a theme of doing hard things within the program. What we try to teach the kids about doing hard things and fun, or being respectful and fun, is that they are not mutually exclusive entities. So you can have fun doing hard things. You can be respectful to each other, mm-hmm. and still have fun. I think that those are all the little nuances within the fabric of the program that is just beneficial to everybody. That's what I would say. What would you say from a youth perspective? Because you came up through it.
Mm-hmm. I'd say at first I didn't want to do anything that required too much effort because I didn't like riding up hills. I just preferred going down the hills.
Sure.
But like. You can't go down the hill unless you go up the hill. So I suffered going up the hill, but then you get rewarded to go down the hill, and you're like, oh, that was fun. So I just want to go back and do it again and again until like you physically can't go back up because you're too tired. So,
is it different than going out with your parents on the trails? I mean, there is that component too, where we live in an active community. You take your kids out on the trails, you have a good time, maybe you have a bad time, you know, it can go both ways. But this, because you're taking that element away, it changes the kids, hey?
I think so. I think on the note with parents and kids, we generally don't have parents coach their kids. And I'd say 99% of the time, that's a welcome situation for both the parents and the kids, because it also helps the kids begin, whether they're five or, you know, up to Wyatt's age in high school, it's incrementally starting to help these kids form some social independence away from their parents and learning how to interact with other adults in the community. And, you know, they, I mean, if they don't know Matt and I, you're going to get some kids that are going to test their boundaries a little bit.
Sure.
And honestly, I mean, I think we want them to a degree. That's healthy within the parameters that it's still respectful and, you know, we're still staying within the parameters of the adventure team. But, yeah, I think a really important thing is that we allow the kids the space to kind of find themselves and create that independence. And then the parents can still be involved, too. We have a ton of parents involved.
Yeah.
And they get to interact with other kids, like Matt's kids or my kids.
Yeah, the parent involvement and volunteerism is essential for the success of the program, and having, you know, hundreds of kids come twice a week for a ride. It has to be very well organized, and that takes a lot of effort. And it's one of the few sports that I've been involved in that you have the age difference. So you have a 7-year-old, for example, coming to ride, and you have seniors like Wyatt who are in high school. Well, those kids, those younger kids, they really look up to the older kids. When the NECA team comes, you know, now the race component's a pretty small, you know, piece of the Nano 6 adventure team now, even though that's where we started. When those little kids see the race component, see those NECA kids, the older kids come running, you know, riding down the trail at the speeds and ability that they have, they look at them in awe. Yeah. Like, wow. You know, so it's a great opportunity for the kids then to also strive for something if they want to do the NECA component, for example.
Well, and I do want to just give a quick reminder for those who may have just joined us or those that are listening on Public Radio 90. We are here today talking about the 906 Adventure Team. We're here with Todd Paquette, the Director of Adventure, Matt Johnson, a coach for the 906 Adventure Team, and Wyatt Clement, a member of the 906 Adventure Team. Thank you again for all being here. Let's talk a little bit more about the structure. And you were talking about the age range. You know, I started talking about teenagers and things like that, but it's not specific to teenagers. You have little kids doing this, older kids, and they're not necessarily paired by age. You don't group them necessarily by age, but more by skill or
age ranges, I would say.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a couple of important points on that is that unlike, let's say, basketball, where as the kids, you know, the kids are five years old and up, they'll play at age-specific sports groups, completely separate from one another. They never see one another. I'd say they're in silos, okay? The adventure team, with the way we're setting the program up right now, when the kids show up, 200 kids show up, we have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all the way up to 17 years old. They're all there together. They're all there doing the same thing together. The only thing that's different, truly, is the station number. That's it. Everybody wears the same shirts, the same jerseys, all the same stuff. The other cool thing is that it's a co-ed program. You know, probably 40% of the participants last year were young ladies, and 45% of our coaches were women. So there's a lot of gender diversity in the program, whereas, again, you go back to more traditional models, we tend to, for some reason, want to separate the boys and the girls at a very early age, and they're off on their own tracks doing their own thing. It's worked out. I think, I've said this before, I think a huge benefit to our program is that we have boys and girls together, and we have men and women together, really forming a nucleus of a community.
And you talked about the volunteers. It takes, you know, a lot of people to put this program together. And there's some training that goes into being a volunteer. So talk about what's required to be a coach, to go out on the trails with these kids. Talk about what you do there.
We, this past year, held an Adventure Leadership Summit for the first time because we had 100 coaches, or 110, from Delta, Gogebic, and Marquette County that we had to train. And we brought them all to Marquette. and we met at the Marquette Township Hall and had basically a full day of training, onboarding, that Matt and I participated in, which is super. And we're really going through the high level risk management, protection of the brand that Matt covered. You know, anytime somebody's out with a 906, it's like a billboard.
Yeah.
And everything that you do in the community is representative of that shield. So we want to make sure that our coaches are sensitive to that. So there's a lot of risk management. We had concussion protocol training. Was it Safe Sport, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's Safe Sport training that's actually done through the National Interscholastic Cycling Association. Background checks, national background checks for all the coaches. Like, if you're going to interact with the kids at any level as a volunteer, you're going to have to go through that process. What am I missing?
Yeah, a lot of risk mitigation. So yeah when you know, just like when we walk outside our door, there's different risks in life, mm-hmm. and that can happen to us. And same thing when you're on a mountain bike. So we want to make sure the kids are safe, that the athletes are safe when we're out on the trail. And so there are certain rules we need to follow. And things, some of the kids, like Wyatt, might want to go down a downhill run and get some air, but in the ABC program, we discourage that, and just to make sure everyone's safe at the end of the ride.
Yeah, I guess that one of the things would be that we cover the types of trails or specific trail names, right, mm-hmm. that we don't want the program on at all at any point.
Yeah.
So we talk a lot about how you're changing kids' lives, you're helping them grow, but I can't imagine you do a program like this since 2014 and don't change yourself. Talk a little bit about the change that happened with you.
For me personally, it's changed everything because, I mean, it eventually led to me leaving my profession in food service and the hospitality industry to keep it going. I mean, it became so big outside of the youth programs that are thriving. We have three large events that we run, and those are growing every year. Those are important because they really are helping to financially support what we're doing, you know, above and beyond grants and different donations we receive. So it's altered everything about my life and Stacy's life for sure.
It takes a lot of you know, proactive planning, you know, to do that, right? So and leaping from the space you're comfortable with to a space that's unknown. So if Todd's going to change his career path, you know, to ensure that the 906 Adventure Team is successful, that's a pretty significant change. Yeah, I remember we talked about it before that happened. We talked about the sustainability of the program and, you know, are we there yet for you to make that career change? And, you know, my advice is you might want to wait. And then he called me one day and was like, hey, I quit my job today. I'm like, wow. So then we really had a look at that model. You know, what is that model for growth? How are we going to, what do the finances look like? You know, where does the money come from? And it's gone really well, but we're at the point this year where we want to get better at what we're doing instead of focusing on growth. So we'll look at, you know, what does growth mean for the program, but that's going to have to wait. Right now it's becoming, we need to figure out how to make what we're doing sustainable and how do we become more efficient at it. Mm-hmm. And that's the focus for this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing that you do really well is you share your story and your journey through the Adventure Team, working with kids of all ages. You're very open and very passionate about that. It's what caught my attention to your organization. It's not easy for everybody to do that, to go on social media and share that such a big chunk of your life with people. So why do you choose to do that, and how is that process for you?
The one thing that happened a few years back, I was riding with Alex Stanley, and we were going out to do his first 100-mile ride of his young life. I think he was 15 at the mm-hmm. time. And the takeaway, or the moment that I remember, is we were early in the ride around mile 25, and he said, we need to slow down or I'm not going to make it. And that I keep coming back to that as I've played forward through the years with the Adventure Team, because sometimes we have to take a step back personally from where we could go individually to give of ourselves to others. And when I put stuff out on social media, you know, there's so much bad on social media that it'll make you want to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to fight the bad. You need to just put out more good to offset the bad. Yeah. So that's why I'm sharing it.
Yeah.
And that's why we're doing what we're doing with the kids and our coaches.
So we have about a minute and a half left, but for people that want more information or they're interested in helping or maybe creating something like this in their community, where do they go? How do they find out about the 906 Adventure Team?
The best place to go is the website, and then hit the contact us link. That email's gonna come to me, it'll go to Tara, and then we'll take a look at whatever, if it's say another community wants to get involved, that's something that we'd have to run up through the board and through the ranks, take a look at it. As Matt said, we're not gonna be looking to do that for a year. But any information that they're looking for, you know, parents, when's registration, how do we get involved, how do we volunteer, any of that stuff, go to the website, contact us, and we'll get back to you.
And Wyatt, for you, what is your goal this year with the Adventure Team?
My goal is to become a coach and help coach the younger kids and just have them have a good time on the Adventure Team and possibly coach the NICA group and go to Wisconsin and just watch them race like what I did for 4 years.
Awesome. And that is all the time that we have for today. I want to thank all of you for joining me. I wish you the best of luck in the season as it starts to get kicked off. Todd and Matt and Wyatt, thank you so much. And for those of you watching and those listening on Public Radio 90, thank you. I'm Elizabeth Peterson for WNMU's Media Meet. Have a great week.
Produced by WNMU-TV, Northern Michigan University Public Television, in studios located in Elizabeth and Edgar Hardin Hall.